Ezekiel chapter 45. Moreover, or more than this, when you will divide by lot the land for inheritance, you will offer an oblation to Yahweh, a holy portion of the land. The length of this portion of land will be the length of 25,000 reeds, and the width will be 10,000. This will be holy in all the borders of it round about. Of this there will be for the sanctuary 500 in length, with 500 in width, square, round about, and 50 cubits round about for the suburbs of it. And of this measure will you measure the length of 25,000, and the width of 10,000, and in it will be the sanctuary in the most holy place. The holy portion of the land will be for the priests, the ministers of the sanctuary, who will come near to minister to Yahweh, and it will be a place for their houses and a holy place for the sanctuary. And the 25,000 of length and the 10,000 of width will also the Levites, the ministers of the house, have for themselves for a possession for 20 chambers. And you will appoint the possession of the city 5,000 wide and 25,000 long over against the oblation of the holy portion, and it will be for the whole house of Israel. And a portion will be for the princes on the one side and on the other side of the oblation of the holy portion, and of the possession of the city before the oblation of the holy portion, and before the possession of the city from the west side westward and from the east side eastward, and the length will be over against one of the portions, from the west border to the east border. In the land will be his possession in Israel, and my princes will no longer oppress my people. And the rest of the land will they give to the house of Israel according to their tribes. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, let it be sufficient for you, O princes of Israel, remove violence and spoil, and execute judgment and justice, and take away your exactions from my people, says the sovereign Yahweh. You will have just balances, and a just ephah, and a just bath. The ephah and a bath will be of one measure, so that the bath can contain the tenth part of a homer, and the ephah the tenth part of an omer. The measure of it will be according to the homer. And the shekel will be 20 gerahs, 20 shekels, 25 shekels, 15 shekels. This will be your mane, your mina. This is the oblation that you will offer. The sixth part of an ephah of a homer of wheat, and you will give the sixth part of an ephah of a homer of barley. Concerning the ordinance of oil, the bath of oil, you will offer the tenth part of a bath from out of the core, which is a omer of 10 baths, for 10 baths are an homer. And one lamb from out of the flock, out of 200, out of the fat pastures of Israel, for a meat offering, and for a burnt offering, and for peace offerings, to make reconciliation for them, says the sovereign Yahweh. All the people of the land will give this oblation for the prince in Israel. And it will be the prince's part to give burnt offerings and meal offerings and drink offerings in the feasts and in the new moons and in the Sabbaths and in all the solemnities of the house of Israel. He will prepare the sin offering and the meal offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, in the first month, the first day of the month, you will take a young bullock without blemish and cleanse the sanctuary. And the priest will take some of the blood of the sin offering and put it upon the posts of the house and upon the four corners of the settle of the altar and upon the posts of the gate of the inner court. And so will you do the seventh day of the month for every one who errs, and for he who is simple, so shall you reconcile the house. In the first month, in the 14th day of the month, you will have the Passover, a feast of 7 days. Unleavened bread will be eaten. And on that day will the prince prepare for himself and for all the people of the land a bullock for a sin offering. And 7 days of the feast he will prepare a burnt offering to Yahweh, 7 bullocks and 7 rams without blemish daily the 7 days, and a kid of the goats daily for a sin offering. And he will prepare a meat offering of an ephah for a bullock, and an ephah for a ram, and a hin of oil for an ephah. In the 7th month, in the 15th day of the month, will he do the same in the feast of the 7 days, according to the sin offering, and according to the burnt offering, and according to the meat offering, and according to the oil. End of chapter.